Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Game Grooves Uncovered and another episode of Game Grooves Uncovered Chats, which is, my attempt at a fireside-style solo episode. Now, I've been doing a few of these because there would be great events or things I wanted to talk about in the VGM community that, you know, I guess I could do on my own or didn't necessarily require an interview format. So today is no different. I'm talking about a fantastic event, and it's also an event that I've talked about before on Game Grooves Uncovered, and I've even gotten to speak to a lot of the people involved, and, you know, admittedly, I'm also part of it. So what better a format or... what better an episode choice, rather, to talk about VGM together? For those of you who aren't familiar with this fantastic online event slash convention, VGM Together, or Video Game Music Together, was started around 2021, and obviously the first ever VGM Together happened in 2021. Sort of as this brilliant solution to a greater project known as Line Them Up, Paper Mario and the Origami King, sort of medley or showcase. And because this project that I actually worked on as an arranger, performer, editor, whatever, it was made around late 2020 and early 2021 as, you know, a way to bring people together during the pandemic and also to have a lot of music crossover that, you know, doesn't normally happen. And we didn't know how to host this video, of course. So ultimately, VGM Together sort of birthed out of this idea that we needed a place to play this video. And I absolutely do not want to overspeak or misinform the origins, but basically, the two directors of VGM Together, Nuj and Doug, basically worked together to find tech that was appropriate, find a format and an approach that wouldn't just be a way to air this huge Paper Mario medley, but also include live performances, some pre-recorded performances, an online virtual area to interact through VR chat, panels, video game tournaments, essentially all of the makings of a great video game and or video game music convention. And it would be online, so it would be more accessible. That basically stood as the concept that makes VGM Together what it is. And, you know, obviously last time was a great success. Everyone was able to join in online no matter where they were. People were enjoying the virtual convention center through VR chats and talking to people. There was panels on really cool, you know, video game or video game music topics. And ultimately, there was just so much to do in this one weekend that was never before seen, where people could just come in from anywhere at any time and be entertained or entertained. So the reason why I wanted to talk about VGM Together is actually because this year we were able to put together a VGM Together, too. So what was fantastic about this year, of course, is like last year, we had a great deal of accessibility. My role was simple. I worked on the showcase that was premiered on Saturday. And I'll be sure to talk about that briefly as well. But I wanted to bring attention, of course, to the ability for people to go to VGM Together in 2022 and what that meant for this, crazy weekend of fun. So just to give you a brief summary of what this convention looked like, on a Friday, there were opening ceremonies and tons of really funny skits. I very much appreciated seeing so much humor and lightness. Just opening up again, VGM Together meant people could come together. No matter where they were, as long as you have the internet. And there was a scavenger hunt immediately in VR chat. Actually, my own wife, Allison Martin, was playing around in the VR chat world after her first performance, which actually was one of the first of the day. And there was a whole scavenger hunt in VR chat built around VGM Together and video games and music. It was fantastic. the first day, again, you're looking at metal performances from Gunderslam, soothing sounds of, you know, the percussive Rahul Vanamali, Celestial Fury with more metal. You have bands like Super High Top. You have hip-hop represented. You have jazz represented. There's panels like bringing OCs to life through music. You have people breaking down franchises like Nothing Is True, the music from Assassin's Creed. Name that tune. There was a game show being hosted where you could guess the video game music kind of song based on, a little snippet, and then there was an interactive element, and sometimes it would be even harder. And I played the hard mode. And, of course, there was multiple different game tournaments or just kind of game sessions going on, Jackbox Party, Final Fantasy 14. So all in one crazy day, this multi-layered, activity after activity was going on, which is great. Now, one of the reasons why I also wanted to make this quick GGU chats is because on Twitter, under my own name, Ropanaganti, I actually asked, what was it like? Not just to all the performers, but specifically to people who had never gotten to do a performance or a panel yet, because while we have a lot of people, including myself, who are, just performing at any virtual show they can now, as it's a lot of fun and it's a great way to get your music out there. That said, I wanted to hear what it was like to get into the technical OBS and streaming, and what's it like to sit at a computer and figure out a way to get that same kind of exciting experience that people expect from musical concerts or from, convention panels and all. So I tweeted, of course, just asking about that, and I wanted to go through a few of them and just kind of discuss the cool things about that. So just starting from the top, Alasdair Cooper, who performed a really cool set of, kind of modern and progressive rock and metal, shared that it was their first performance of this kind and really enjoyed it. And the biggest hurdle that Alasdair shared was figuring out how to get OBS and latency working. This is something I've noticed quite a lot. And for those who are kind of unfamiliar with what this means, when you're performing into a computer, latency means you perform, you play your instrument, say a guitar, and you talk or sing into the microphone and run it all the way into a software that can stream it into the convention. And the music and the video are off by a bit. So you might strum and then people see it and then they hear the music later. So fixing those kind of issues can be really challenging too. So it's a tough skill to have as well. We also heard from Firmiel, who had her first performance on a festival like this and enjoyed it. And compliments went, of course, to the awesome tech staff. But what was also great is having the audience there. It was an audience of performers and, music enthusiasts and gamers who were very supportive. So I think that was one of the coolest things everyone observed as well. Moving on to Rahul Vanamali, who also had a first live stream performance, and with a few headaches on the tech side, as he says, the support and atmosphere is great. You can all check out, again, all of these performances on VGM Together's YouTube channel. And for those who had any sort of issues with tech or otherwise, you can check out a full recording cleaned up on the channel of, the actual performance. They took great care with all the musicians to make sure their set was heard. So that's a really, really exciting aspect of this. OMG, It's Monica, of course, was part of the staff as well, but it was her first time giving a music-adjacent panel, and if you haven't checked that one out, it was a great talk from a lot of people who are frequently working with charities for, alongside VGM and alongside streams. So there was a lot of really cool information about how to navigate that, how to make sure that the charity you choose is going to, be compatible with whatever format of stream or event that you're working with. And given how much, Swagfam and Zeldathon experience that those panelists had. It's a fantastic listen, and I very much enjoyed it. We also heard from Theology, who had a first time doing a panel, but again, very appreciative of communication. And not only that, but Theology performed and brought the house down. It was fantastic. And we also have Marco Schrippa, who performed percussion, which is another really cool thing about BGM Together. We got to have so many cool different kinds of genres and instruments represented through the performance. Marco mentions that it was a balancing act for miking and mixing because of the dynamic range of the instrument, which is a really interesting challenge. We have drummers, trombone players, guitarists, pianists, harp players. It's a very unique scenario when a music festival has to accommodate these kinds of instruments. So I still think that discourse of how to set that up and how to make streaming music easier and easier is really exciting, if not essential to, you know, the lifeblood of these live events. Now, that's just the responses, of course, we shared on Twitter. But there were also a lot of other great events that I probably won't be able to talk to. The last one I want to mention besides the showcase is a panel on how to make albums. I got to be a part of this with Alan of Game Grooves, as well as Terracy Music, Lacey Johnson, Robbie Duguay of the Game Brass, and Hashel, who you may know from the many, 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 many releases under Pixel Mixers. So this was a group of people who had made their own albums, who had made albums together with each other, who had made albums with a band, or who had administrated album creation for a larger group. So I very much enjoyed that chat, and I'm sure all of my fellow panelists really liked that one. And I think it represents Game Grooves quite well to have that be a host, because Game Grooves has put together albums of, you know, eclectic musical variety, and also the format. Sometimes there's been one mixer and a whole set of songs. Sometimes there's been a genre to glue them together. I think it was a really, really cool panel. And if you still have questions about any aspect of that panel, you can head on over to our Discord, Game Grooves, and discuss that in the tips or feedback channels. And, you know, it's a great, great topic for conversation, because albums are still a fantastic medium by which to listen and share music. So I very much enjoyed that. Now on Saturday, the big reveal, much like the Paper Mario Line Them Up concert that was part of last VGM Together, this showcase was called Hero's Path, you know, named after the Zelda Breath of the Wild feature, and, you know, aptly so. Unlike the Line Them Up approach, this was pretty much a collaborative compilation, and my role personally, of course, was editing the overall layout of that while receiving many, many arrangements from bands, individual artists across the VGM community, and even just the fraction of the VGM, you know, scene represented here brought it. Every single one of them had a unique take on how to do video, how to arrange for guests, how to bring their particular respective genres and styles into the world of Legend of Zelda. And through the choices of songs from Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild, there were so many great arrangements to come out, and they kind of glued together as this little map journey that you can see through the intermissions and the kind of transitions. And of course, the last track, Terrytown, included different people from those individual arrangements, and I actually had the pleasure of mixing and editing that one. So it's kind of like in Terrytown, where the people have to come together to, you know, complete the side quest and build their town up. So a lovely showcase, still a fantastic display of talent in the community, and of course I'm very proud that that got to be sort of the center of VGM Together 2 this time around. Do check it out. It's also being hosted on the official VGM Together channel. Now, I've been talking for quite some time now, and this is supposed to be a shorter chat. So again, please check out our Discord, and you should be able to find a link to that Discord through Game Grooves, and check out the podcast channel where I will be sharing whenever we post these episodes and kind of pulling some discussions together about favorite things that were talked about, or favorite things, of course, in this case, about VGM together. That's just about all the time I have. I can't wait to interview some of the next people that I'm going to have on the show. If you have a fantastic new VGM-related event or album or project, or even just a really great discussion topic that you'd like me to talk about either in chats or with another VGM professional person thing, then please let me know in any way you'd like. Of course, this podcast is really meant to be entertainment and educational and fun, so I would love to get more cool topics like that. That's all for now. See you next time.